Welcome to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Your host, Carl Nordgren, will teach you how to take an expansive view on what it means to be creative and entrepreneurial. Carl is an entrepreneur, novelist, and a lifelong student. For 20 years, he has been learning how to help folks grow their creative capacities. Now, here's Carl.
Hello, and good afternoon. Happy Sunday. You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius. I'm Carl Nordgren. I hope it's been a wonderful weekend. And I am happy to be talking to you. As the introduction said, this is a show that takes an expansive view on what it means to be creative. In last week's show, I was really focused on that expansive view. I was sharing with you all as many different prompts and concepts and facets and aspects of what it means to be creatively entrepreneurial as I've been able to capture. I've been sharing those to you, doing a little riff off of some of them, and we're going to pick up that list. I mentioned last week on my 73rd birthday that I was delighted to discover that I have collected up until now 73 prompts, and we've only worked our way through about maybe a third of them. I'm going to go back to a first couple that I mentioned last week because they're so important. And so if you hadn't listened last week, I really want you to hear this. And if you did, it's good to reinforce them. And so here's one of those prompts. Again, I'm not offering definitions here of what it means to be creatively entrepreneurial. I'm going to share with you a collection of suggestions and indications of what it means to be creatively entrepreneurial so that you can craft your own. You can craft your own. So I start with this one, seeing problems as opportunities and acting to make things better by making better things, designing better services, developing better processes, creating better organizations. Seeing a problem as an opportunity to make things better, acting to make things better. Last week, I reinforced how many of these prompts are action-oriented, and that's important to be active in our creative lives, right? Inspiration exists, but it has to find you working, said Picasso. So you'll find a lot of action in these. And so we don't just want to sweep the problem underneath the rug, man. We want to solve it in a way that we're making things better, right? We're making things better. What a wonderfully creatively entrepreneurial perspective to have. Another is looking at what you have been looking at and seeing what you haven't previously seen. To look at what you've been looking at and see what you haven't previously seen, what does that mean? That means intentionally stepping away from the status quo. The status quo is so powerful, such a powerful effect on how we see something, how we think about something. We have to make a determined move to break the status quo because our brains want to send our thinking and that which we're viewing down the same neural pathways it always uses. So you have to get different perspectives. You have to look at it from above. You have to look at it from below. You have to listen to it after last Sunday's show. You have to listen to it after next Sunday's show, right? Get all these perspectives so you have a fresh, approaching a true, authentic look at what it is you're trying to resolve, what it is you're trying to develop. Being generative in the inches and minutes. Adding more to the inches and minutes of daily life. I love this one, right? It's one that we can act out all day long. Imagine if just a half a dozen times a day in conversation and relationship with people, you were just a little more generous, a little more open-ended, a little more inviting. What might happen? What might happen? So those are some that we hit last week. Now let's pick up some new ones. And we'll start with another one that I really have a fondness for, and that's the creatively entrepreneurial concept of appreciating. I mentioned it when we talked about listening, right? That you're going to listen appreciatively. Let's take that a little bit further. I love how when it doesn't happen all the time, for sure it doesn't happen all the time. It maybe happens about half the time, that if I'm listening appreciatively to a colleague's new idea, to a friend's thought, if I'm listening appreciatively and then speak from that appreciative perspective, I have seen it happen that the idea appreciates. Through appreciating it, the idea appreciates in value. Oh, wow. It sounds magic. What a wonderful creative leverage that is. And so let's talk about leveraging. There's another important creatively entrepreneurial quality is to leverage, is to see an asset, to see a resource and put it into play, right? Get something out of it that hasn't been gotten out of it so far, right? Do your thing to leverage that thing so it becomes a new thing. Frequently on Friday afternoons, I will say to people on the end of an email, boy, I hope you have a refreshing weekend. We don't think enough about refreshing ourselves. We know it's important to refresh our digital technologies. Let's remember how important it is to refresh ourselves. Take a deep breath and I associate refreshing, the quality of refreshing, I associate that with beauty, right? Just to be in the presence of what you consider to be beautiful is so refreshing, right? You're not analyzing that which is beautiful. You're just being present to it, whatever you think is beautiful. The sunset to a painting, and it just refreshes you. Just to be present, just to behold its beauty. And you come back stronger. And you often come back with new creative qualities because in your quiet refreshment, your subconscious brain is still picking up on what it is that you're enjoying that's refreshing you. How about experimenting? This is so important, right? We don't know how to solve a problem until we've experimented in trying to solve that problem, right? Do a lot of little affordable little efforts and learn what we can as quick as we can, experiment some more with that new knowledge that we've just gained and just keep iterating, right? Just keep getting smarter and smarter, experimenting, putting a little bit out there, learning what you've done from what you've done, bring that back and come up with another experiment until you feel like you've really zeroed in on what you're trying to accomplish. So experimenting, a wonderfully creatively entrepreneurial quality, as is synthesizing. I talked about combining synthesizing, there's a great overlap between these that we can create newness out of oldness, right? That which existed can be brought together and in a way that forms something that didn't exist before. Cultivating, right? It's there already. I'm just going to help it be better. I'm just going to help it be stronger. I'm going to take that idea that you've shared with me and help you make it a better idea. I'm going to help you take that company that you're working on, and I'm going to help you nurture that company along even more completely. So cultivating, right? And that's just, I mean, there's in the physical world, the picture of cultivating crop is really the picture that you want to carry around with yourself and just apply that to your thoughtful work, your knowledge work. How about serving? What a wonderfully creative activity it is to serve. When you serve somebody with your genuine desires to serve them, right? You really want to serve this person. You get satisfaction from your service to this person. Wow, so much growth occurs. You're leveraging through serving. You're extending through serving, maybe even collaborating, enhancing through serving. Serving does make the world feel better through your service. And that's a wonderfully creatively entrepreneurial activity. And folks, we got some more for you when we come back from the break.
You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius with Carl Nordgren. Welcome back to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Here's your host, Carl Nordgren.
Welcome back. Thanks for coming back. This is Exploring Your Creative Genius, Carl Nordgren. I've been sharing with you various prompts, facets, aspects of being creatively entrepreneurial because I want you to design your own understanding, construct your own view of what being creatively entrepreneurial means for you. We concluded the previous segment by talking about the creative power of serving. It's so nice to link serving now with leading. Servant leadership, right? What a wonderful quality that is, that if you want to lead, first you should have a servant's perspective, a servant's mindset, a servant's attitude. I found this to be so true, again, as a fishing guide. When I would serve these older gentlemen, these mature gentlemen, these very successful gentlemen, and I'm a little teenage boy, the better I served them, the more they permitted me to lead them. They granted authority to me when I served them well. So leading is another wonderfully creative act, right? You're just not there trying to get the thing done. You're trying to help people grow and help people enjoy the work that gets this thing done. Wonderful creative quality if you're one as a successful leader. Empathizing. There's some folks who express some concern about this young generation who deal with each other so much through technology. All of our interactions, all our 70-year-old folks' interactions as we were growing up with our friends, of course, was face-to-face. And so we could empathize. We could look in their eyes. We could feel. We could sense things that we can't sense when communication is being curated on a digital platform. But it's so important to have empathy, right? To really feel, not sympathy, but empathy, to really feel what the other person is experiencing, what the other person is doing. Listening is a part of that for sure. Listening is an important part of being empathetic. How about playing? There's all kinds of research that shows that the best way to learn something new is to play. Playing is also a wonderful refresh. And when you add this important phrase, open-ended playing, right? Playing a game that you're making up as you play it. Children need to have as much open-ended play as they possibly can, right? Where they're living into the story as they're creating the story. The stick, you know, rapid prototyping. The stick is a telescope until you break it in half, and now it's a knife. The cape is a sail on your sailing boat, but then it's, in fact, comes back to being a cape, right? The play that allows children to imagine, allows children to take risk, allows children to be storytellers, open-ended play, so very, very important. How about celebrating? Celebrating, what a wonderful creative activity that is. The COVID, all these eighth graders and high school seniors and college seniors that didn't get to be fully celebrated, right? They didn't get to celebrate this important transition in their life. Transitions need to be celebrated. We need to have a moment where we appreciate that once upon a time we were this and now we're something else altogether. Let's celebrate that. Celebrating, bringing people together, right? Having people share their joy with each other, a beautiful creative activity to be a part of, to help orchestrate, right? That's one of the qualities that we were talking about in last week's show, to orchestrate celebration, great creative quality. These two belong together, but they also can be discussed separately, wondering and wandering. Our family was not a church-going family. We'd go whenever my Mississippi grandma was in town, and I remember sitting the church was a high school gym, and listening to the hymn where the line goes, "I wonder as I wander out under the sky." And I remember thinking, wow, what a successful life that would be if one could spend much of their life wondering while wandering. Right, so you want to get started on something? The easiest thing in the world to do is to wonder. You want to get started on something, the easiest thing to do is to wander. You don't have to prepare for any of that, right? Just step out and begin to think about what it is that's important to you, what it is that you see that is distracting you and giving you a different thing to wonder about, and just to have some sense of where you're going, but not worrying so much about where you're going. Let the terrain either really or metaphorically let the terrain sort of take you, direct you, feed you in certain directions. Wondering while wandering. Wonderful creative activity. The three W's. Wondering while wandering. How about extending? Yes, we didn't do extending, right? Taking something that exists and making it better. Leveraging it into a new space. getting new value out of it, extending. Don't you know? It doesn't always have to be a reinvention of the thing. It can often be a redefinition of how that thing is used, how that thing is applied, extending. When I first started this work 25 years or so ago, I so frequently heard people say to me that they were not creative because they weren't artistic, that it became a real important part of my early work to make sure that I was exploding that idea and just killing that idea and helping people understand that, no, certainly artistry is an important quality of in the creative world, but it's so much more than that. As a result, sometimes I think maybe I don't attend to the classic artistic expressions of creativity often enough. So let's hit one of them right now. Drawing and painting, visual communication, visual expression. Let's stay with drawing for just a second. There's all kinds of research that shows that if you doodle your ideas, draw visual images of your ideas, you understand your ideas much better. You get new insight into those ideas. So besides the being the wonderful creative exercise in and of itself, right, to draw this flower that's right in front of me and to capture the wonderful detail and perspective and depth of the petal, right, that's a wonderful artistic activity. And those skills, those drawing skills, can also be used in other aspects of your creative life. And then painting, right? My artistic expression is writing, and I have a jealousy towards those whose artistic expressions are more physical: sculptors, painters, music makers. And so, what a wonderful act! You know, it's physical, right? You've got something in your hand, and you're always more creative when you have something in your hand. And that painting is either your effort to represent something real in your life, or it's an example of your imagination's wonderful health. So painting, and we're going to have some more for you when you come back from the break.
You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius with Carl Nordgren. Welcome back to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Here's your host, Carl Nordgren.
Welcome back, and thanks for coming back to Exploring Your Creative Genius. I hope you're enjoying today's show, where I'm sharing with you a collection of creatively entrepreneurial concepts, prompts, strategies, so that you can construct your own understanding of what it means to be creatively entrepreneurial. Let's include now designing. Everything in our human world has been designed. The chair that you sit in, the television screen that you stare at, the apple peeler that you use to create that wonderful ribbon of peel, everything has been designed. I would have when I taught at Duke, I would have my Duke students keep a journal, and 1 week of that journal was all about their experience with the designed world around them. Where was their experience awkward and why? Where was the experience just so graceful and inviting and humane, and why? Next one is storytelling. In last week's show, as we were going through this process of creative entrepreneurial prompts, last week I talked about narrating and made a distinction between what I meant by narrating from storytelling. So now let's focus on storytelling. To craft and share a story. What a wonderful creative activity that is, to craft and share a story. And to tell that story is to engage people in a way that nothing else engages them. We become part of the storyteller when an effective storyteller is sharing that fable or that story with us. So storytelling, a very important creative quality, of course. How about singing? I love to sing. People around me don't always love it when I sing, but I love to sing. I write songs so that I can sing the songs that I write, because I can write them to not challenge the worst of my voice. I got three girls. Wish I had seven. Because each one's as lovely as can be. So that's a song about my daughters, three girls, wish I had seven. And they'll let me sing it to them. Restoring, that's a really important creative quality, right? I now need to restore my reputation with you all, having just sung to you all. But restoring, right? To take something that has played its purpose, done its part, and make it new so that it can continue to be of benefit to us, right? So that we can continue to use that resource, restoring. These two belong together, attempting and failing. Attempting, oh boy, that's it, right? You got to attempt. You got to try. You want to learn how to play the guitar? You got to attempt to play the guitar. You want to come up with a new idea for a business? You got to attempt it. You got to try it. And you're going to fail. You're going to fail often early on that you're attempting. But that's a creative activity to fail, because you know what happens when you fail? You get smarter. You learn that that doesn't work. What did Thomas Edison say? I forget the numbers, but it was like 1,000 different ways that he tried to create a light bulb that didn't work. And his response to that was something like, well, I know, I'm really smart now. I know the 1,000 things that won't work. So now let me go attend to the thing that will work. So failing, boy, we have in our world, our culture, in the States, we have such a fear of failure. But failing is how we get smarter. Attempting is how we express our creative qualities to get out there, and then we fail, and we're going to fail again, and we're going to fail again, but we're going to be resilient, and we're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on going, because that's the way we finally will accomplish what we're trying to accomplish. I like researching, right? That seems analytical. That seems logical. But boy, there's great creative and entrepreneurial exposures and activities when you're engaged in researching, when having getting a deep understanding of a concept, right? To take it apart so that you can understand it after all the bits and all the pieces, right? That's a wonderful creative activity. Questioning. Earlier today, I was doing a workshop for a group of eighth graders at the Freedom School in Durham, and I was helping them understand the important power of questions. When I was an entrepreneur and I was doing a lot of hiring, I was always much more mindful of the questions that recruits were asking than the answers they were giving to my questions, right? Anybody can come up with an answer. An answer can always be found. It's asking the right question of the situation, of the opportunity in the first place. How about dancing? Just like singing, I'm dancing. And I'm going to claim I'm a good dancer. I'm dancing all throughout the house, all the time, all day long. Anytime I move, I'm dancing. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed listening to these prompts on how to be your most creative and entrepreneurial self. You want the list? I'll be happy to send you the list. Carl@creativepopulist.com. You'll find a list of 70-plus prompts on how to be your most creative self. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
This has been Exploring Your Creative Genius on 97.9 The Hill. You can listen to other episodes on chapelboro.com.